Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment talk. I'm Jack Buscella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about Land Academy Described.
Are you making fun of me enunciating?
No.
I thought you were. I started to like slow down and enunciate my name, and I'm like, you're like, today we talk about...
This is like six, show 670. I'm on autopilot, are you?
Oh, I guess you are. Isn't that funny?
Before we talk about deep thoughts, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free.
Okay.
It's
Thank
not
you,
good
Jack
when she
Handy.
Says, oh, no, this early.
Oh, goodness. Okay. So we have a question and we have one of our people started to answer it. So this is cool. All right. Milan asks, is this a common practice? I'm buying 80 acres from a seller who bought the land on a tax sale. Title company doesn't want to issue title insurance because of that. Obviously, the owner owns the land free and clear and bought it 20 years ago. Would you guys still buy this property if it's not insurable? That also makes me wonder if that issue goes away if I buy it from him, which means the last transaction is not a tax sale transaction. Thanks for your opinion, land rock stars.
So we have another member who piped in and actually answered the question, but before Jill reads that, let me explain it in real simple terms. There's tax sales all over the country constantly, just like you see on late night TV. They're not as easy or simple or most of the time prosperous as you see on these infomercials in the middle of the night. But it's very possible to purchase 80 acres, just like this person's saying, at a tax sale, especially out west, for $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000. And people have been doing it for a really long time. So in this case, this guy is purchasing a property from somebody who bought it at a tax sale a lot of years ago. They issue what's called a treasurer's deed, or depending on the municipality, it's usually a treasurer's deed or some version, or tax deed. Let's just call it a tax deed. Title insurance companies do not want to insure against this. I'm not sure why.
It's the funniest thing.
But it is what it is. So he's asking, what do I do? And the plain and simple answer is, you quiet title the property, or in back east it's called adverse possession of the property, and you have to go through a bunch of legal proceedings, put it in the newspaper, put notice in, and at some point which makes no sense, the taxing authority, which is who issued the deed in the first place, will issue a quote-unquote marketable title. That's the meat of this whole thing. So he's asking, what do I do? How do I get title insurance?
Okay.
Just took a little nap.
No, it's all good. All right.
It's important to know this stuff.
It is. Do you want me to? You want to keep going, or you want to answer that? The title insurance part. At that point, then you can get title insurance.
So go ahead.
Okay. So this is what one of our members had already replied to. So and then we'll wrap it all up. BD Jones. BD says.
Jill, you cracked me up.
For what it's worth, here's how I'd approach it. Number one, I'd immediately go back and try to renegotiate the price and get a deep discount due to lack of marketable title. Number two, I'm a member of Rocket Lawyer and I've found that service is very helpful in questions like this. I'd use that to ask an attorney when and how I could get marketable title. Number three, if I got a good enough price that I could sell it without a title policy and still make a worthy profit, I'd try a couple of options.
That's the answer, by the way.
Exploring cleaning up title, and if it's cost effective, do so. I've had two experiences so far where I was denied a title policy one place and then given it somewhere else.
That's right.
Yep. It's a bit subjective.
It's getting better out there.
But tax deed usually are governed by state law. With a Google search, you may find and read the law and see for yourself what needs to happen to clear title. B, buy it for a good enough price where even without marketable title, I still make a profit.
That's what we do.
Same thing, yeah. Then I get marketable title, I'd make a killing. My first two deals were title problem properties. I paid $50 and $200, sold for $3,000 and $6,500 respectively with a little effort and very little expense to clean up title. When the price is right, the risk is worth it.
Well
said.
Good
luck. Yep.
I might add that both of these people are not members. They're just on land investors.
Sharing.
And they're doing well.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, they've been here just reaping what knowledge they can on their own, just hearing us talk and see what other people are doing. Imagine where they could be if they really dive in.
If they use the tools that we provide.
Yeah, and you know, and they would save some money on their mail and all that good stuff too. So cool.
Well said, fellas.
Yeah.
There's lots of opportunity out there for land. People, mm-hmm. It's amazing how much back tax property you can purchase. We don't mm-hmm. focus on that, but it's a good niche for some people.
Mm-hmm.
Today's topic, Land Academy described. I kind of parlayed right from the question. This is the meat of the show. Jill, if I was in an elevator with you, and we had about 20-floor building, we had about, I don't know, 60 seconds.
You want to know the elevator pitch?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, the elevator pitch, or how would you describe Land Academy?
Sharing our business. We've been doing it since the 90s. We successfully buy and sell a lot of land, and now we share with the planet how to do it and arm them with the tools to be pros like we are.
Ding, and the doors open up.
Yeah. And then here come the questions. Wait.
Hold the door. Hold on a second. What do you mean?
No, then it usually goes, "Oh, come on, does that work?" I don't know. So the door opens and the person says, "I don't know. Oh, come on. Does that really work?" And then as I'm walking out, hold on a moment. As I'm exiting the elevator, I say, "I don't know. It's only worked 16,000 times for us." And then the door closes. And then they go, "What?
Where did she go?"
They're like hitting the button. "Get out. Wait. Come back."
It's like
come
in
back.
A movie.
Yeah.
The girl in my dreams is gone.
Wait a minute.
Did you get her phone number? Did you look into her eyes?
Remember, because I did that in the library elevator.
I know.
Those two, I was like, I sat there. I hear them talking. I'm like, "Do I say something? No, let it go. Do I say something? No, let it go." Because they were having a conversation. This was a year ago or some more. And these guys were discussing how, "Yeah, you know, my assistant came up with this whole direct mail idea. I don't really know if it's worth it at all, but, you know, I let her run with it." I'm like, I want to go, you need to stop what you're doing and pour all your energy into that direct mail that your assistant had just came up with, because that's the way to do it. And they both looked at me, you know, I didn't say that, but I said, "Yeah, you know, that works for us." "Oh, come on." "Well, I don't know. We only done it 15,000-16,000 times, but who am I to say?" I guess those were all one-offs. There's a podcast title, 16,000 one-offs.
Yeah, we did used to do that. We used to do stuff like that.
And not to mention, by the way, this is just us. We really should be really good to talk to about our members. Someday I should have our members give us a poll. Like, "Okay, guys, you know, I know you keep track of your deals. How many have you completed, you know, since joining Land Academy?" And if we added all that up, I bet the number is just staggering.
If you would like us to celebrate your successes and you're a Land Academy member, reach out to Carla@jackjill.com. And just with one or two sentences and say something like this. Or is there a better email address?
Actually, the better one is support@landacademy.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's...
So support@landacademy.com and share your success. Like, I just sold 3 properties today. I bought them for X. I sold them for Y. So that would be a fantastic... It motivates me. Mm-hmm. Even us, it motivates me to hear somebody else's success, especially if you're a member.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how I would describe Land Academy. It's an environment that we've created, Jill and I've created, where people collaborate, all of us collaborate in everything about this topic, everything about buying and selling land.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no other environment like it anywhere in the country or on the internet. There's the free online community at landinvestors.com. There's a way, we own a bulk mail company called Offers to Owners, where you can, we're all set up to specifically send offers to owners. We don't send out church mailings or anything like that. It's very specific toward this. We own a company called TitleMind, where we will actually close the deals for you, titlemind.com.
Mm-hmm.
We are licensed providers of all the data you'll ever need from the three major data sources.
Mm-hmm.
We have data on every single county in the country from assessors.
It's kind of one-stop shopping. We've really set up, you know, when we started out, it was sharing our business
model. We provide all the education.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's truly every single tool you need to succeed to buy and sell land.
Right.
And if you get stuck, there's a literally thousands of people on landinvestors.com or us individually that you can reach out to one way or the other to solve the problem. Even if it's motivation. Even if it's just, I know this works. I can't get off the couch.
Yeah.
Which is way more prevalent than I realized.
Right.
That's what I think Land Academy is.
Love it. Love it. Is there anywhere else you want Land Academy to go? What direction do you see Land Academy ending in 10 years from now?
As far as an exit strategy for us, I don't see it. I don't see us exiting out of that. I just see us applying more tools and keeping it upgraded or current for the times, because there's constantly new, like DataTree is a good example. DataTree was relatively recently released compared to RealQuest, and we use that now for a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And like TaxSell Lists is no longer what it used to be, so we created our own, which is countywise.com. We never talk about Countywise.
I know. It's never going to go away. It's so interesting. In today's environment, climate, whatever term you want to use, I think more and more people are wanting to move out of the big cities. More and more people are wanting to own real land. More and more people want to have something to fall back on, and they really do see land, as they should, as a valuable investment.
I used to get this question all the time. Who the hell would ever want to live out there?
Right.
And we don't just deal with rural vacant land. We talk about it a lot on the show because it's a good way to get your feet wet in the real estate industry and then kind of graduate yourself on the way up. But the big question we got early on was, why? Of course it's inexpensive. It's all the way out there. Well, the internet's kicked in. And if you telecommute at all, you're a total candidate to do the little house in the prairie thing we talked about yesterday. Mm-hmm. Build a little shack, get a good satellite internet connection, and have a great life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's what we do.
Exactly. You know what else too is really nice? I think what we attract a lot of people with Land Academy is you can do it from anywhere. We really do have members all over the world, and that I think is the coolest thing too. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be a U.S. citizen. This is one of the things that I think people were like, "What?" In the beginning, they didn't know that. And I still think that there's a huge misconception out there that people don't know that you can, you can be Canadian and own U.S. property. You can be Italian and own U.S. property. I don't think people know that. And then once you get into that, you're like, oh, yes, you can. Anybody can. You can be a child and own property. So you can, there's no rules.
You have to have a little bit of imagination. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's what I put in most of our land postings. The use of this property is only limited to your imagination. And it sounds kind of sappy, but it's true.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
We have people. Here's just off the top of my head, stories that have gotten back to me, how people have used the land after they purchased it from us. Mushroom farm, cannabis farm, lots of farms, ranching. Somebody put an airport in Southern California, bought an 80-acre property and built a municipal airport on it. Not a municipal airport, but a private airport for whatever. And on and on and on. There's a ton of uses for it. Mm-hmm. Tiny house uses all over the place. Airstream, VRBO use. Mm-hmm. Can you think of any?
No, you're going. Keep going. No, I love it. There are all kinds of different farms and agriculture things that I thought was really interesting. But a lot of it's just good old-fashioned vacation. You know, that's really it. I want a place to hunt. I want a place to take my friends and go rip it up on an RV. Or not RV, ATV. Rip it up on an RV.
That'd be funny.
But,
that's an image.
The whole Jeep thing, the Jeep climbing the wall community. We love about, which, like, you can't really build here. No, but you could drive a Jeep sideways up it. And there's a lot of people that love doing that. It's like Moab kind of thing.
Right.
So there's so much you can do. So I love it.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 14 or 15 minutes with us listening to the Jack and Jill Show. Join us tomorrow where we discuss how easy land internet checkout can happen for you and why it's so important.
And we answer your question, should you have one. Post it on our online community found on jackjill.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I think we did. Do you think everybody really got what Land Academy is?
Yeah, I feel compelled to quote Sam Elliott.
What's that?
In a movie, one time I watched a movie and this couple that was living, younger couple with him, were having relationship problems, and he said, you know, it's like men are from Mars and women are from Venus. And the woman said, you read that book? And he said, I read the title.
Oh.
Land Academy is what it is.
Oh, okay.
I can't tell if I disgust you or entertain you. It's a very,
well, you know,
very
some days,
reaction.
You know what? It's blurry for me too. There, you know, we'll leave it at that. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there.
We are Jack and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.